To accompany our review of the Antlion mod mic, this recording will give you an understanding of the difference in sound quality of each mic type. Minimal editing has been done, with each sequence recorded raw and then stitched together. No noise-cancelling compression or normalising was performed. As such, there may be differences in volume between each segment. To start off with, this is the omnidirectional mod mic, going through the Zoom H1 field recorder. What's surprising is how little background noise is being picked up. Even as I tap away on a mechanical keyboard, it doesn't prove too distracting. There is a fan on my desk, which if I turn on, provides a gentle hum in the background, but otherwise isn't too disconcerting. The unidirectional mic, which houses a cardioid pickup capsule, doesn't fare quite as well as the Omni. It appears to be quite sensitive to background interference. It can be a mixture of mains hum plus some crackling from a wireless phone. The mic is slightly louder due to the increased sensitivity of the pickup pattern. If I tap away on the keyboard, still very little of it is picked up. And the same if I quickly turn on the desk fan. There's a gentle hum, but otherwise it's not too disturbing. Now, in the background I have a phone, the wireless phone, and if I bring the base station near to the mic, you'll start hearing a crackling sound, and if I move it away and put it behind a monitor, the interference disappears. This doesn't happen with the omnidirectional mic. This is the unidirectional mod mic now going through the C-Media USB sound card provided on Antlion's website, and is a cheap sound card suitable for people where their own sound card can't provide the phantom power needed for the condenser to work. There is a noticeable difference in sound quality, but this is to be expected from such a cheap sound card. Tapping away on the mechanical again doesn't really get picked up, and the same if I quickly turn on the desk fan. You'll hear the hum, but otherwise it's again, it's not too bad. The problem with the wireless interference is still noticeable, and if I quickly bring the base station near the mic, you can hear the noise quite clearly. And if I move it away, it then disappears. This is the omnidirectional mic now going through the C-Media sound card. And again, if I do the same tests, tapping away on the keyboard, you don't hear much in the way of background noise. If I quickly turn on the desk fan, you'll hear that gentle hum. And then if I turn it off. But now with the base station, if I bring that close to the mic, hardly anything gets picked up, if anything at all. You wouldn't even know I was holding the base station next to my ear. Move it away, no difference.